big fat lady with two or three kids to sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down when people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. The memories just have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
Good morning to all who are listening, and to all who are listening, good morning. Now playing is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera from his EP True That. Just as a heads up, today you will be hearing the most free form of set lists for Fire Quiches, because we will be having our three trainees, Kirill, Alyssa, and Max, playing set lists of their choice. 15 minutes each, so it's going to be a diverse array of soundscapes and commentaries, and I'm really excited for you all to stay tuned for as long as you can. Now playing is Baby Where You Are by Mountain Man.
If I could be baby where you are, if I could see baby what you see, then I would know just to be.
drunk, feeling sorry when I say that I'm in love with you. I'm dumb and I miss you. I want Buffalo 66 VHS with you in my bed. But instead, you watch it separately and think of me. You say you, never you say.
Just listening to Michael Cera. My name is Gabe Munster, and you're listening to the Cheese Minute. Today we're going to be talking about mozzarella, how to eat it, how to prepare it, where to find it, and what to do with it when you get it. Mozzarella is from the Mozza region from Italy. Little known fact, mozzarella was made by a guy named Peter Kevin Stacy in 1876, when his cheese crop went bad. You see, Peter Kevin Stacy, when his cheese rotted, he had to find some way to sell it. Otherwise, his family would starve. They would have no money for grains, herbs, spices, all the necessary things if you live in Italy. So he decided he was going to take that rotten cheese, cook it up in a stew, melt it down to its raw elements, and sell it to people. And that is where we got mozzarella. Many of you may know mozzarella from the very popular dish mozzarella sticks, in which mozzarella cheese is breaded, fried, and served with marinara sauce. Mozzarella sticks are very popular at bars, clubs, children's restaurants. If you've had mozzarella sticks before, give us a call at 855-915-9636. I'd love to hear your opinion on mozzarella. What do you do with mozzarella? Do you take it, stretch it out, leave it all on over the house? Let your house acquire that nice aged mozzarella scent, a nice ripe odor from mozzarella being left out in the open air. You see, when mozzarella, or any dairy product really, is left out in the open air, bacteria begins to eat at it. And when that bacteria eats at the dairy, it leaves off a nice, fine odor. Now, some people would say that odor is unpleasant. or even disgusting. But if you're a true connoisseur of cheeses like myself, Gabriel F. Munster, then you know that odor is the sign of magic happening. The magic of bacteria eating dairy, of life occurring before your very eyes. Just a reminder, our number is 855-915-9636. Give us a call if you like cheese, mozzarella, or if you just want to talk about stuff. Now, mozzarella. I told you we were going to talk about how to prepare it as well. So I've already talked about mozzarella sticks, but there's a little-known dish, mozzarella and clam sauce linguine. Now, I'm sure you've all heard about linguine with clam sauce, but a fun way to spice this up is to add a heaping amount of mozzarella to your dish. You see, the mozzarella sort of melts all over it, and you get this nice, stringy mozzarella flavor. See, mozzarella has a very rich flavor because it is so rotten. As everyone knows, bacteria, which eat these cheeses, are ripe with flavor. Let's talk about Parmesan. Now, Parmesan is another cheese that I've loved for a long time. It was originally created in France in 1962 by David Liebhardt. See, David had cheeses as well, just like Peter. But David's cheeses, nobody wanted them. They tasted bad. So David decided he was going to create an invention that would make everyone love his cheese. So he created this giant ray, sort of a brainwashing ray, and he set it up on the moon. So if you actually go outside tonight and you look up at the moon, you can see David's Parmesan ray, his brainwashing Parmesan ray, sending down auras from the sky, making us all like Parmesan. And that's why everybody on Earth likes Parmesan cheese. That is a true fact. You can quote me on that. If you ever meet somebody and you want something to talk about with them, ask them if they like Parmesan cheese, because they will almost certainly say yes. And if they don't, that's how you know they're a robot or an alien who is unaffected by David's Parmesan cheese rays. See, David, in his greed, provided us with an invaluable tool for determining someone's humanity, if they like Parmesan cheese. I'll remind you that our number is 855-915-9636. Give us a call if you like cheese, or if you don't like Parmesan cheese and are now questioning your very humanity. I'd love to hear from you. Another cheese I want to talk about today is blue cheese. Blue cheese is sort of a subgroup of cheeses, if you will. It's got a little bit of discoloration inherent in the name. I'm sure you can imagine it's a little blue. It's got a really nice ripe smell and flavor. If you were listening before, you remember I'm a big fan of the ripe smell and flavor of cheeses caused by this very special bacteria. A blue cheese in particular has a distinct bacteria. This distinct bacteria, it eats a very specific enzyme in the cheese. That's what makes blue cheese so special and so different from mozzarella and Parmesan and any other number of cheeses we could talk about. Blue cheese wasn't exactly invented. It's actually just American cheese, but it's been left out for a little too long. Now, some would say too long. I'd say not long enough. I think if you really want good cheese, you leave the blue cheese out for an extra hour and a half, hour 45 maybe if you're feeling bold, and then it will start to turn into green cheese. Now, green cheese is like blue cheese, but it has an even stronger flavor and a much more pungent odor. Now, some say to me, Gabriel, why do you eat so much cheese? Why do you talk about cheese so much? Well, you see, when I was 6 years old and I had nothing to do with my time, I studied cheeses because when no one was there for me, the cheese was. And I would spend my days in the library reading books on cheese and the culinary arts and studying cheeses and learning about cheeses. And I said, one day, everybody will listen to cheeses. Everyone will love cheeses as much as I do. And that day has not come. But I hope someday, maybe it will. Now, blue cheese. How do you cook with it? People always say to me, you can't cook with blue cheese. It's too strong. It overpowers every other flavor. But the thing is, you have to just make the blue cheese the center of the dish. Blue cheese can't overpower your other flavors if the other flavors are complementing the blue cheese. So a recommendation from me, next time you're cooking with blue cheese, maybe add a little extra blue cheese, more than your intuition may suggest. And then complement that blue cheese with a few spices. I'm talking paprika, cumin, perhaps a little bit of black pepper. I think you'll find that aroma will satisfy your palate. I'll remind you all, our number is 855-915-9636. Give us a call and ask about cheeses. Another cheese a lot of people always want me to talk about is Munster. My name is Gabriel Munster. It's a big coincidence, I assure you. We're going to go to a song now. This is Riders on the Storm by The Doors. We've actually got a very special guest, a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Bree.
And what do you think about cheese?
I like Greek cheese the most. That's why I changed my name legal. Eat to Brie with an I-E, not an E-E.
Wow, that's very interesting. You know, Brie is one of the most famous soft cheeses, although not the only one.
I was at first overwhelmed by like the bitter skin and the mushy inside, but then I began to appreciate its complexity.
That's amazing, Brie. You have any other questions for us while you're on the air?
Did you mention your favorite cheese? I forgot. I'm forgetful.
That's all right, Brie. My favorite cheese is actually Stilton.
Can you describe this Stilton?
Stilton's a strong cheese. Bit of a sharp flavor, and it's one of the harder cheeses out there.
What did I read? Geronimo Stilton? Is there any association?
Yes. Our younger fans in the audience may remember the Geronimo Stilton books, in which a cheese-loving mouse named Geronimo Stilton traversed the world and solved mysteries in his travels.
You're quite a good narrator, Gabriel Munster.
Thank you, Brie. Thanks so much for calling.
Of course.
Special friend named Julian.
Laying around in the grass, tried to impress you with stuff from my philosophy class. Oh, Julian, you're so I love your music and I love your your SoundCloud and your band. Oh, Julian, you're so damn in the studio.
WMFO listeners. This is Alyssa. I am training right now on Fire Quiches with Keisha. I am just playing 15-minute sample of some of my songs that I've been listening to right now. A bit softer, you know, it's the winter, the end of the winter, it's getting warmer outside, so it's songs that remind me of everything good and soft and wintry. Enjoy.
In a blue sea, and I like it. But don't pick on me with your sympathy. I don't need you to love me. Listen to the people that say.
Have our second caller of the day. I'm gonna turn the mic on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you're live on air. How are you this morning?
I'm well.
I was just listening to your music and I got really excited about your show.
But I heard you were a trainee. Can you tell me more about your plans for your show? When you want to air? You know how I can tune in.
Of course, so we don't have our airtime right now, but I will be with my friend Kareel, who's also in the room. We have tentative names. I'm not sure if I could leak any of them. It's going to be a big surprise. But it may have to do with a condition we both have, having to do with eyes, or lack thereof, question mark. But yeah, so we'll see. I'll let you know. We're just training right now with Fire Quiches, which is at 8 a.m. pretty early, but... She always knows what to do, what music the listeners want to hear.
Awesome. What type of music do you want to play on your show?
Whatever we're feeling. We're going to do a theme each time. So maybe one day we'll wake up really happy and do happy music, or wake up the next day and feel really gay and do gay music. Like, you know, it's just whatever we're feeling.
Awesome. I'm super excited about that. Thank you, Alyssa.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too.
At the age of 16, she found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man. She was born in New Orleans.
clock is gonna turn back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart safekeeping. For my soul's heaving. To the cold and winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays. And the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down. No, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this. Made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going. But we didn't. And I walk alone like I am used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Kareel. I'm guest hosting as a part of training on Fire Quiches this morning. Really excited to be here. The next song that's going to play is Brother by The Organ. Enjoy.
There.
So I have a guest speaker that's just called in. Would you like to say hello, introduce yourself?
My name is Kevin Treehorn.
Good morning, Kevin. What's up?
I've got a burning question on my mind that I'm sure is in the minds of millions of listeners all across Tufts campus.
Phenomenal. What is it?
What do you think about the broccoli at DeWick? I think it's a little too big lately. What do you think?
So I haven't eaten at DeWick in a minute. Canceled my meal plan, so I've been cooking at home. I think my biggest gripe with DeWick broccoli is that it's too soft. Like, it's giving me boiled energy when I want steamed. So that's hard, right? And then the garlic is just like thrown on there. Like,
oh,
with just no discretion. It's, yeah, you know.
I do see that.
But you're telling me it's too big lately? Like, not bite-sized chunks?
It's like the size of your fist.
That's intense. That's an entire florette. Like,
I know. It's ridiculous.
That's pretty bonkers.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your clarity on the issue.
Of course. Thank you for posing that question. Good stuff. Great. That was our caller, Kevin Treehorn. Back to music now. And Next to You, featuring Kazu Makino, is playing. Listeners, the song that's coming up next is called The Key to Love is Understanding. It's a cover by a song by the Majestics, and it's one of my current favorites. Enjoy.
Just now you heard from all our lovely trainees, and now we bring to you a quick public service announcement about texting and driving prevention. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org and learn more. Feel free to enjoy this next song, which is If I Had to Write a Song About You by Aaron Taylor from his release Better Days.
If I had to write a song about you, I'd write about your smile and how it drives me wild. If I had to write a song,
done this in a while. This is Sophia, and you're listening to Faya Quiches. This is the Faya, the fire. to the Faya Quiches. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, our last song is Sugar Honey Iced Tea. I can't take us seriously. I guess we're hitting on the theme of food today with all of the cheese talk. Anyways, this is our last song, so we'll see you next week.
Hold it down, hold it down.